The BBC presents My Music, a radio panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Hello again. Here we are, the five of us. Myself in the middle to keep some semblance of order. The contestants in this musical quiz being, as usual, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden, competing against David Franklin and Frank Muir. Ian Wallace, you're the first to answer, as usual. Or the first to be asked a question, perhaps. A better way to put
it's a very different thing.
Title, please, and composer for a total of 2 marks.
Yes. It's an overture. And I'm pretty sure of the composer, because I think it's Dvorak.
Yes.
But what overture? That's the question. Is it Carnival?
Carnival overture, you've got there. 2 marks. Dennis, in your case, please, film title and the composer's name.
Tune that when it first came out, everybody was went around saying, "Have you heard that tune, Yabba Dabba Dub?"
Yes.
It's Man and a Woman.
Or in French?
Oh, yeah. Particularly. Non, I am a une femme.
Yes, une femme is better than a femme.
And the composer's name, which I happen to know because I was working on a film, and they said, before this Man and a Woman came out, and they said, the chap who's done this new film with Claude Lelouch, he's supposed to have quite good music in that. Well, let's try and get him. And then the film came out, and Mr. Francis Lai had got very expensive between the time we thought of him and the film came out.
Francis Lai, A Man and a Woman. 2 marks for you, Dennis. David, for you, some operatic music. Title and composer, please.
Gazzaladra.
Yes.
Thieving Magpie by Rossini. Sorry to take up so much of your time.
Two for neatness. Frank, the name of the singer, which is easy, Frank, and the name of the composer, which is not so easy.
"'Twas just a garden in the rain, close to a little leafy lane. A touch of color neath skies of grey."
The singer is Sinatra.
Yes.
And the song predates Sinatra.
Yes, it does.
And one used to hear it before the war, about 10 o'clock in the evening, when you went over to hear Carl Gibbons and the Savoy Orpheum.
You got it, yes. It was written by
Carl Gibbons and the Savoy.
Yeah. Well done. That's right, many years bandaged at the Carl Savoy Hotel
Gibbons
in the West End of London. Carol Gibbons' tune, Garden in the Rain. 2 marks, Frank. Have you ever, I wonder, any of you, gone up to the band leader in some restaurant or club and requested a tune? I imagine you have. If so, I hope you got the title right. It's a kind of standing joke among London musicians that people tend to ask for songs under the wrong titles. "I say, Mr. Bandleader," some bright young thing says, "will you play Chicks and Ducks?" And the band promptly plays Ian. What do they play? What would you say is the correct title for Chicks and Ducks from Arby?
Chicks and Ducks and some...
Yes, so the title...
The Surrey with a Fringe on Top
gets you a mark. Dennis, if you were a long-suffering band leader and someone asked you for that lovely old song, Now I Shout It From the Highest Hills, what would you play? You've got to go a long way.
Once, yes, My Secret Love.
Secret Love,
secret
yes.
Love. Once I had a secret love.
David, I actually was playing in a band in the West End of London when some hooray character got up and said, will you play I Get Too Hungry? What did he want?
I was the man who asked you. You see, I always get titles wrong. It ought to have been Dinner at Eight. Oughtn't it?
I Get Too Hungry. No, it's not the title, Dinner at Eight. It was better to see. No. I get to the line if I get too hungry for dinner at eight.
You were the man.
You really were.
That's why the gentleman was a bum.
The lady was a tramp.
The lady is a tramp. Yeah. I must give you the mark.
Well, play me that, Steve.
But Dinner at Eight was a good song.
Yeah, very nice.
Carl Brisson, yeah.
Forget Dinner at Eight. Yeah. Frank, the London pianist and bandleader Felix King was asked one day to play a French song called, they said, The Pink Aeroplane. Can you figure out which song the customer wanted? The Pink Aeroplane. I'll give you a hint. It's a French song.
La Para.
No.
La Para Rouge. No.
What about...
La France Annonce...
I must tell you, I think, mustn't I? It's a case of either you know or you don't. It was L'Avion Rose.
That's red meat.
L'Avion Rose.
Oh, no, L'Avion Rose.
It's a slow burn one, yes, that, isn't it?
It really did happen, though. This next round concerns the piano. Music for the piano by the piano. Ian, a work by Dohnányi begins like this. And after a lot of very grandiose orchestral work, this happens. Now, can you tell me what comes next for a mark?
No.
One mark. Mark.
You really don't know it, do you? Well, by Dohnányi.
By Dohnányi. I mean, that's hard enough to say for a start, isn't it?
It's hard enough to say, right. Dohnányi. Yes.
No.
I'll explain it in a moment. Let's hear what happens next on that record. Ah, vous direz, maman, or Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, or any nursery rhyme tune you might think of. Variations on a Nursery Song by Dohnányi. Very well known in the orchestral piano repertoire. No marks, I'm afraid. Dennis, we're in the world of elementary piano pieces. What is pianistically noteworthy about this tune?
I assume that it's easy. I don't know anything. I'm surprised. What's noteworthy is that no detergent company has taken it up for a commercial. I know. Will you wash my father's shirt? Black note. Oh, is it?
I don't think so.
Right. Ian, a little cryptic note. Black notes.
Yes, or it's, on the black notes. On the black notes. It is, in fact, a pentatonic tune, all played all on the black notes. One mark for you.
What did you say it was?
Pentatonic.
Oh, I know that is the black notes. I don't know.
I can do another one.
A five-note scale.
I can do another one.
It's coming up. David, here's another deathless piano composition. David, who arranged some variations on that under the title Paraphrases?
Oh,
I have five names here. Any one of them will do.
This was a Russian lot, except for Liszt.
That's right, yes.
Russian Liszt, yeah.
Well, you've got your mark, but...
I was about to say, but Frank's killed it. It wasn't worth making now. But the Liszt included... obviously, it must have been Borodin and Rimsky-Korsakov, because they were in everything about then.
Yes, that's right. Together with Kui and Liadov, and Liszt, as you said. Yes. Well answered. Borodin, Kui, Liadov, Rimsky-Korsakov, and Liszt. Mark for you. Frank, first of all, listen to this. Now, Frank, what technical marvel is about to follow at that point?
I can play it with one hand behind my back.
No, I won't accept that. You couldn't. Something to do with hands.
You don't have to have two hands for it.
It's one of the rare piano pieces my partner indicates that needs both hands to play it.
Well, yes, that's backtracking a bit on your original answer. No, something in particular was going to happen at that point, a blinding technical marvel at that point.
Do you push a pedal down and dip the headlamps?
No, I'll have to show you on my mini piano here, won't I? It's...
Oh, crossed hands, here comes Charlie.
The crossed hands bit, yes.
You don't have to cross hands up to the bit I did.
From no, there onwards, you have to do crossed hands.
Oh, from there onwards.
I didn't take these. No marks, I'm afraid, there. Here are some birds that have found their way into music of various kinds. Ian, which bird and which singer? Which bird, which singer?
The singer, I take because it's of the language, is it Victoria de los Angeles?
Yes, swooping rather more than usual.
Yes, slightly threw me there. And the song takes me back to the war, because there was a... I remember when I was in hospital, there was a nurse who used to go all dewy-eyed every time that tune was played on the radio. And it is it not La Paloma?
Meaning?
Which is the dove.
Yes, there's two nice neat marks for you. Dennis, which bird and which group?
It's Los Paraguayos,
yes,
I think.
That's right. The title of the tune?
I don't know.
It was Bellbird, or Pájaro Campana, words to that effect. David, half a mark each for the number of the symphony and the names of the three birds.
Beethoven.
Yes, the number of the symphony, then.
Well, working backwards.
Yes, I should do that if I were you, not look forward. It's quicker.
At a guess, it's six.
Yes, thank you. I mean, a guess, you've never... And that's half a mark, and the three birds for a half mark each.
Well, obviously a cuckoo.
Yes.
My guess is that it's the nightingale.
Yes.
Third one... It's an unusual bird. It's a whale.
Nearly. You're nearly right.
A quail.
Yes, I was going to say, it's not unusual to another quail, I nearly said a minute ago, but I thought I better not. You've totaled your two marks. Frank, one mark for the name of the bird and a second mark for telling me exactly where it is.
This platypus with a false duck's bill. And the duck's bill fell off. Yes. And lo and behold, it was an ordinary duck.
Yes.
Duck, Peter and the Wolf.
Duck gets you one mark. Where exactly is it?
Yes, the duck ended up inside the wolf.
Yes, and you get your two marks, just... Let's have a look at the score. It's about time we did. Leading by two marks at the moment, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Here's some music of the kind you might hear in the cinema, at the start of a What's On Next Week trailer, for instance, or leading up to some dialogue in a feature film, or even as background to a documentary film. You'll hear a snatch of music, just a short snatch, and then when it fades, you come in, please, with the sort of spoken lines you might expect to hear at that point in the cinema. Ready? Ian, come straight in when the music fades.
Straight in. There was a jolly crowd of huntsmen, and one of them had a horn, and he blew his horn, and all the other huntsmen came galloping up, trit-trot, trit-trot. And the one with the horn said, "I saw a fox trotting away in the direction of that cover." And all the horses galloped along, but they didn't realize that there was a great big deep ditch. Very, very deep indeed, and they all fell into it, and they never caught the fox, and the fox said, "Tee hee."
I grant you the music was ever so slightly precious, but the composer, Ronnie Hanner, called it Woodland Cameos.
Did he?
Right sort of spirit, I think, and you get 2 marks. Dennis, you have 17 seconds of music before you have to speak.
Oh, hang about, yes. Scurry, scurry, scurry goes the beaver, as all the little furry animals enjoy summertime in the wonderful world of nature. Here they go scurrying along, all ready for your next Boxing Day television show. And there is that a beaver there? That is a beaver sliding down the bank and courting his lady love. And what are they doing now? Oh. And up there, do I see a squirrel? Yes, it's a squirrel, right up the top of the tree. "Hey, Mr. Squirrel, what are you doing on top of that tree?" "Frank Muir, what was the squirrel doing on top of the tree?"
"Nothing."
Not prepared in advance, I may say. It's just the kind of empathy these two have.
Memory is the word.
Memory.
Two marks. Just for interest, the Canadian composer, Bruce Campbell, called it picnic time. David, you'll need a bit of a drawl for yours, I think.
It was the end of the old roundup, and all the boys was a riding into town. Not that I saw anything of it, because at the time I worked in the town saloon. I was just one of those girls who was a cowboy's plaything.
2 marks to Kitty Franklin. The composer, Mr. Rundle, called it Lonely Corral. Frank Muir, your turn.
You're trying to dote on me, Sybil.
Not
New York City is
There's no place for a girl in this. It's no place for a guy, and it's no place for me neither.
Do very nicely, actually. Yes, 2 marks to you, Frank. Blues Turmoil by Malcolm Locker. I must tell you, when I played that last one to our producer, Tony Shrine, for him to listen to, he said, it reminds me of sitting about 2 o'clock in a really nasty club somewhere, sending for the bill, and saying, it can't be that much. Dinner for two, £57.50. We come now to the last round, in which, by tradition, we leave Ian Wallace out of the questioning until the very end, which means that we can get a bit of good singing at the end. So, stand by, Ian, for your turn later, while I ask Dennis first. Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen wrote a special song for the TV musical version of Thornton Wilder's Our Town. That was in 1955. What was the song, and who sang it? Incidentally, giving himself a million record seller in the process.
I think it's Love and Marriage.
Yes.
That's the only, they always point to that as the only hit tune that came from television, from a television show, though there was one that came from the television production of Peter Pan in America as well. And Sinatra sang it.
Yes. David, the subject of this last round is, therefore, Frank Sinatra. Just listen to one of his songs, and when it's over, you tell me who you imagine is turning in his grave.
Will this be moon? Love, nothing but moon love. Will you be gone when the dawn comes stealing through?
Couldn't be Chai, could it?
Yes, it could. Chai.
Because that tune was pinched from Chai.
Mm. Do you know what from which this works?
it's one of the symphonies.
Yes, that's right. It's from the Fifth Symphony in E minor, the second movement, slow movement. Moon Love, the song that Frank Sinatra was singing there. Your mark's okay. Frank, here's the middle bit of a simple ditty with a simple question to follow.
Now everyone knows just how much I needed that girl. She wouldn't have gone far away if only you'd started the ringing your bell.
Question, whose bell?
We... the key is the painful. It's the bell of Winchester Cathedral.
Yes, for your mark. Ian, it's a long way from his usual repertoire, but Frank Sinatra once recorded a song which recalled the British serviceman to a city on the Irrawaddy in Upper Burma, 400 miles north of Rangoon. Can you sing us the chorus, please, of that song?
Yes, I can, and that brings up something fascinating, actually, in my own private life before I sing it. Mm. And that was that I made a record many years ago, a private recording, to send as a present to my first wife, whom I was courting at the time. I call her my first wife just to keep her on her toes. I put a couple of love songs on one side, and this was a long time ago, and it was the days of 78. And when I had finished, they said, well, what are you going to put on the other side? Because those were both short songs. We get them on the one side. Well, I said, that's it. I don't want to put anything else on. And they said, well, you have to pay for the other side, whether you put anything on it or not. Yeah. So being a true Scot, I went to my music case, and all I had was the song that you've asked for, which might have meant that it was the end of our courtship, because it starts... By the old moonlight pagoda, looking eastwards to the sea, there's a Burma girl a-setting, and I know she thinks of me. When the wind is in the palm trees, and the temple bells they say, come ye back, ye British soldier, come ye back to Mandalay. Come ye back to Mandalay. Come ye back to Mandalay.
where the old flotilla lay. Can't you hear them paddles chunking from Wrangell to Mandalay? On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play, and the dawn comes up like thunder out of China across the bay.
And Sinatra didn't do his one sitting down.
There, I'm afraid, with that mark for Ian, we have to end my music for another week. The victors this week by 2 marks, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. The questions were compiled by our chairman, Steve Race, and the program was produced for the BBC by Tony Shryan.